Hello and welcome to the long-awaited episode 6 of Ruse Radio. Nice to see you guys again. I know it's been a minute, but I've been working on some things. There have been some ideas in the works that I'd love to start sharing with you guys. I think it's about time. I'm always talking about how podcasting is where it's at. So why am I not where it's at? Good question. But here we are, back on Ruse Radio, episode 6. And at this point in time, we're going on episode 18 of 60 Seconds. 60 Seconds is a series I created highlighting talents of any sort, you know, photographers, poets, music artists, of course, naturally. I'm even trying to shoot for things like, I don't know, businesses. Whoever's really interested in sending out a message is perfect for 60 Seconds. It's my latest project, and I'm real proud of that. That baby, it all kind of started as this thing where, of course, as a rapper or whatever, you need to build traction and find ways to collaborate with individuals and be smart about that. So one day I was with the Collies out in Chicago, and we had seen and played with a wonderful band by the likes of Swatches. They're fantastic, fantastic individuals. Now a three-piece. You should definitely check them out on Instagram at Swatches Band, I think it is. But they are fantastic. They just released their second song just recently, which is cool because when we saw them, they had only released their first song. And I put a little bit of the footage on my Chicago vlog, and it happened to be that the second song they released, like just the 10 seconds that was there, is called Red Light, which is fantastic. Again, highly recommend Swatches. Swatches. But met them out in Chicago, and right after they played, we were all hanging out outside, and I can't remember if it was me or somebody else, and they said the idea of, you know, doing a 60-minute interview with them, and I was like, I can't really do that, because they're only going to be here for 10 minutes. We can't only really do 60 seconds. And somebody went, yeah, so do it. And I was like, you're right. And that was basically it. It was, I don't think I'm dramatizing. I think that was the actual dialogue that occurred in that day. But yeah, and so then there it goes. I just popped off like a question or two. I had like no B-roll for the first one. And I just kind of moved from there. I sent that to a bunch of people on Facebook. Rico responded, Evil Rico. I would highly recommend following Evil Rico on Instagram, Facebook. I believe it's Evil Rico on both of those. But yeah, fantastic, amazing photographer. And the interview with him went great. And after that, through him, I met up with Toby Malcolm, a fantastic Flint hip-hop rapper out of Down by Six, which got me hooked up with Imagine, kind of through both of those guys. And they are all the co-founders of Down by Six, which shout out Down by Six, by the way. Totally appreciate what Down by Six is doing in Flint. I think there needs to be more groups like that. You know, Floral Boys is also a great collective. When it comes to that, I mean, we don't have that many collectives where you got groups of people trying to work together. As you know, it's tough to get people interested in hip-hop and a local scene especially, so I think that things like that definitely pull people together, and it's going in the right direction. And of course you can't stay in Flint forever, but the whole collective thing, it really works, and it pushes that local scene. And I would hope that Down by Six starts spreading out to Detroit and beyond, of course. But we got you in Flint right now, and it's fantastic. We love you guys. Shout out Down by Six. But yeah, I did it with all them. They're all the founders. That was great. It was cool meeting. And just through all this, I'm kind of realizing, you know, the opportunity that this even is to meet these people that beforehand I wouldn't have met up with. It's just presenting a free opportunity of doing a free interview, which, by the way, if you're listening and you're a creator, I would love to do a 60 seconds with you. Just hit me up, Ruse Official, at Ruse Official, everywhere but Facebook, where you can't put official, so it's Ruse Rapper. Snapchat, Wyatt Chipman, WyattChipman, WyattChipman. And then after that, a good friend of mine, Dirk, got that promo. Derek Trujillo, I've known him for a while. Dirk is a fantastic DJ. You should check him out. Just live mixing kind of stuff. He's real good at it. Freaking dope. Yeah, he's just a cool dude to hang out with, and that was what was cool about the interview. It kind of comes across that way. It's just kind of just hanging out, so. And that's what's cool about 60 Seconds. I'm getting this opportunity to meet these people that otherwise I wouldn't meet. And also, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out with them. Usually you meet up with someone with the premise of an interview. And then after a while, it's just kind of talking to them and getting to know them. And that opportunity doesn't usually arise as a hip-hop artist, especially if you're just walking around asking everybody for a feature. So it's pretty cool to be out here and experiencing that, I should say. 60 Seconds kind of opens up this cool thing for me, and I think it's also, you know, like I said, it started as kind of a promo thing, but it became this big thing where, you know, even creating 60 Seconds, every single one I make, it's kind of surprising no one's really making this kind of thing. I mean, there's a couple of things like it, I think, where it's highlighting people in 60 Seconds or things like that. I've seen a couple things on Instagram, and they're all right, but it's never really a local creator type thing. You're never looking at people in a certain, you know, area or whatever, and getting to see all the people around there that and how creative they really are. It really shows you just how many people there are in this vicinity alone. But in the end, it's not just, you know, the city that you're in or I'm in. It's literally everywhere. There's always creative people, and it's just a matter of looking for them. It's annoying to the stigma a lot of the time. You know, as a rapper, I see it because I experience it. But even, you know, with any form of art, you'll get people who will say that, you know, it's not really going to get you anywhere. It's, you know, the probability of you being successful off of that is so low. That type of mindset never helps an artist. And so I think things like this, where you really highlight them and let them have their own voice, where they really get to say what they want to say. And that comes across, you know, you watch every single one and it's always a different kind of personality. It's a different feeling because everybody's different. And especially creators, they all have a way to express themselves. You know, some people might even be a little more reserved than others, but everybody still has something to say, especially if they're out here making, you know, art. I would hope you'd have something to say if you're out here making art. Anyway, starting to post again on my photography account at Lent Lens Photography, Lent Lens Photography, like I'm lending you my lens. That's on Instagram, pretty much. You know, I share it on Facebook. If you want to follow Lent Lens Photography on Facebook, you can go right ahead. I share all the pictures there, but Facebook's algorithm is not very forgiving, so Instagram's where it's at. Go check it out on Instagram. But yeah, I just started editing on Lightroom, and my God, I was editing on Raw Therapy before, and if anybody listening edits pictures, never, ever, ever settle. Just anybody out here ever that's listening and does anything with art, don't settle for programs that do what you want them to do, but they, you know, they're free. You know, sometimes they're good. Actually, what I'm recording this on, Reaper, is great. I would recommend Reaper for recording music and things like that. It's great DAW. But honestly, video photography, just don't do that. Just don't do that, because in the end, you'll find out that while what you were creating was good, it could have been so much better, and you don't want to feel that type of regret. It's just not a good feeling. Anyway, I'd like to kick it over to O-Wave. This song is called I'm All I Need. It's beautiful. Love him so much. Shout out O-Wave. I'm All I Need.
So give me a dunce cap for thinking that you had me in your best interest. I guess I'm just a fool. You were my princess, but I'm just an empath. I caught the sadness coming from you. Too busy absorbing your pity stories about how the world was fighting with you. But now that I'm lonely, oh so lonely, I realize that I'm all I need. Oh, I'm all I need. I'm all I need. I'm all I need. Yes, I'm all, yes, I'm all. I'm all that I need. Yes, I'm all, yes, I'm all. Moving on to better things. Thoughts of you, they get the best of me. Used to sit around and medicate, but then I learned how to meditate and I'm golden. Damn girl, your heart's frozen. Left my heart all broken. You were my lucky token. Thought I hit the jackpot, but how stupid. Took my heart and then bruised it. Thought my love was so useless. Then again, thank God for that Cupid. Otherwise, I would still be so clueless to the fact that I'm all I need. I'm all I need.
I'm all I need by O-Wave.
I'm all I need.
Yeah, I have a feature actually coming with O-Wave here pretty soon. We don't have a name. I don't have a name for the track yet, but I am super excited to drop it on everybody. It's a little bit of an experimental kind of track, I guess, in a sense that's a little different than the other stuff I've been doing, but I don't know, I'm trying to branch out lately with a lot of stuff, so I hope you guys like what we kind of have in store for that. Anyways, Eminem and MGK have been beefing lately. Oh my gosh. Eminem just dropped part 3 of that interview, but part 2 was the one all about MGK. Kind of interesting that he would respond in an interview. I actually, when Joe Budden responded to Eminem, that was what really surprised me. I don't know. I didn't expect Joe Budden to respond in such a beef kind of way. That was, it was interesting. There was a comments I remember in there, like, talking about how a lot of people were actually mad at Joe Budden. I thought that, you know, if what he was saying was legit, it was legit. Maybe he's just a grumpy guy, who knows? But, it's interesting to hear both sides. Eminem's version of the story was interesting, but I imagine Joe Budden would have a response to that as well, so I would just say to let it play out. I'm really interested to see the diss track to MGK, if that really does come. I'm kind of confused as to what the nature of that is. I'm guessing that was kind of a confirmation, but if it happens, I think MGK would regret ever doing that in the first place. And that's not to say that Machine Gun Kelly is not a, you know, great... I think he's a talented guy. I've enjoyed him for a long time. I actually used to listen... I had his, like, music downloaded on my phone in middle school. And I think 9th grade and 10th grade and all that. I don't think he's a bad artist. I respect his you know, brand and what he's doing. It's just... it's brave to do that. But is it the right idea? I guess time will tell. In other news, Elon Musk smoked weed with Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast. I actually saw it live, which I was more than enthused, let me tell you. My phone does get YouTube notifications, surprisingly, but I slide it down. I see Elon Musk's name, and I'm like, oh my gosh. So instantly I pop it open. And after like an hour in, I can't remember how long, maybe half an hour, the classic clip where Joe Rogan just pops the blunt out happens. And man, that really, seeing it in that moment, I felt like I witnessed something. Like I knew something would happen. I like ran downstairs and tried to wake my sister up. She didn't want to get up. She was annoyed. But, it was something, wasn't it? He didn't even inhale, but it was something. Ugh, of course. Gotta say, who cares who smokes weed in a state where it's legal to smoke weed? Drinking alcohol is just as legal and probably worse for you. Anyway, H3H3 has been getting a lot of hate lately. His mobile app had microtransactions in it, like a bunch of them, and one of them, like $99.99, was one of them. And the argument there is that, you know, he's taking advantage of people with, you know, who have a credit card in their phone, who might just not think too much when they're using a phone app. And then you say, well, aren't these the people that H3 was against before? I don't know. I don't know if I fully agree with that, because, you know, I understand that as a YouTuber, you need to make some kind of revenue. And I also understand that these app developers had made apps with PewDiePie beforehand that were also successful. So I would be interested to see if these apps with PewDiePie had similar, chargings, I guess. I mean, if it charged you a ton with certain microtransactions, that would be interesting, because then why did nobody say it when PewDiePie did it? You know, why does H3H... And maybe that's because H3H3 used to kind of be a guy who would call people out on YouTube. Lately, though, I also caught another podcast live, and this was the Bill Burr podcast with H3H3. And I don't know, a lot of the comments, because there were no comments watching it, but I could just kind of feel that awkwardness. There was a couple moments, especially, like, see, I was excited because I've been more interested in Bill Burr lately, and so to see him on the H3H3 podcast was cool. I didn't know it was going to happen until I got the notification on my phone half an hour beforehand, so I'm kind of, you know, excited. And he gets on there, and pretty good for a while. It's going good. And at one point, you know, it's where Bill Burr said, talking about his dad. I don't know, he had a lot of kids. So, and then Ethan says, you know, how many siblings do you have? And he says, I don't know, I don't want to give out that kind of information. And then it gets a little awkward because he acts like, you know, I'm real serious about it. And I feel like Ethan just couldn't, like, you know, chill on it a little bit. He kind of took it a little too serious, because I feel like, you know, you watch Bill Burr's podcast, or you listen to Bill Burr's podcast, you watch his stand-up, you know, you know how he is. He's got a quick wit, and he's usually messing around, or at least half joking. And if you don't take it in jest, then there's no fun there, I guess. And I don't know, I feel like Ethan just wasn't looking at it the right way, and it's kind of sad, because, you know, Ethan looks up to this guy, and Bill Burr's a great comedian, and Bill Burr's kind of, you know, one of the bigger comedians at the moment, so you gotta imagine there's some kind of spotlight there. Whatever, I feel like, if anything, Ethan's just probably going through a lot right now, and he's anxious, and maybe that plays into it. It's just a little sad, I guess, to see these things play out, because we all love H3H3. You know, I want to love the podcast, but these aren't the only things that have been happening lately. There's Ethan's comments about the Catholic Church. Every single one of them is a pedophile. Every single one. And also, cops are trained to shoot to kill. And all need to go back into training. These things, these are opinions you can have, but it's just the fact that when Ethan expresses these opinions, he doesn't seem to express these opinions in a very... It seems a bit emotional, I guess, I should say. And I don't know, people feel like Ethan's not the kind of guy to speak on political things. I don't know. I mean, I always felt like his older videos were kind of political, but at the same time, it's like, no one was ever listening to H3H3 for the politics, you know, exactly. It was more about the memes. So, what are we doing here? I guess we'll wait and see. You know, they're probably going to have to respond to the whole app thing here real soon, so that'll be some fun business. Anyways, I'm going to pop on one of my newer tracks here, produced by Wayne of Innerworks, which I filmed a 60 seconds with them, but it's going to look great. You guys are going to love it. Anyway. Produced by Wayne of Innerworks.
Overnight. I don't know.
Jump up and down, I go in and then I go nuts, and now I just win and hold up the crown, hold up. Finna blow up about, hold up. No but the house, this just in, I'm touching down. I've been up in, I'ma crush the ground, like you, jump up and down, go. Hey, no overnight, ay, I stay awake. Gotta bleeding to do it day to day. Ay, no overnight, I stay awake. Gotta bleeding to do it day to day. To say it's only pieces, but know the reasons you fading away. No receipts, you wanna eat, you pay to play. Know the beast is golden teeth, no folding, you holding tight. No release, the great escape. Upholding peace, impose it nice. The chosen will show the sheet. Behold it, who wrote it right. Be boldest, like no defeat. Be bogus, like go to fight. See focus, the folk elite. The phone is the open mic. You notice, now never stop. Your cup is not runneth over. You never have run the spot. You puppet, you rubber soldier. You covet to love is top. Then touch it till nothing shows. And it budgets to budgets hot. And it runneth to Buffett's boulders. Tick and tock where your tuck is. It's touching sofas. I know that you know you slam it. But standing is just the grossest. You stand it? I ain't playing, I'm planning for when to blow the schematic. I made a man until late nights, it's loaded. Ay, no overnight, ay, I stay awake. Gotta bleeding to do it day to day. Ay, no overnight, I stay awake. Gotta bleeding to do it day to day. To overloading hard drive, hard drive, yeah. it, you know I'm blowing. You can shake my heart, God, I'm a real one. Hit you from the left, far right. I'ma flip it, jump a pit and sitting on the dark side.
My car was hit by another car today. I tweeted just recently. I learned a lot of lessons from buying a $400 96 Buick LeSabre, and the most important one was to not buy a $400 96 Buick LeSabre. So in that respect, it wasn't the worst thing in the world that my car got hit. I swear on everything it was not my fault. They hit me with the front left side of their car on the front right side of my car, so they must have just turned right into me. And it was a big old van with my car, so now my right side door doesn't open, and now I'm missing both of my side mirrors, so I'm gonna have to get a side mirror real quick. So if anything, I just want to give a PSA to everybody at home. Look in all directions before you make lane changes or before you do anything while you're driving, because you're driving a big hunk of moving stuff, and you never really want to throw that in another big hunk of moving stuff. It's never good. So that happened to me today. Beyond that, I just wanted to give a final statement with this podcast. My hope here is that we can start to adapt with my 60-second thing and kind of make the podcast like that, where I can bring local artists on, or local creators, I should say, and just give them a space where I can kind of ask them questions about, you know, their process or whatever, and get a minute to talk to them, maybe even, you know, let you guys know beforehand, and that way you could send in questions on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and that'd be a cool little way to be interactive and also to just get to know artists and creators around the area. I'm really hoping to kind of turn the podcast into more of a collaborative thing too, because I feel like that's what my whole thing is becoming with 60 seconds and all that, and with Open Arms, right? So I'm super excited. If anybody wants to be on the podcast, just hit me up and we'll make it happen. Let's do it. Anyways, this has been episode 6 of Ruse Radio, and right about now we're going to be hearing Nebula by Jamie Haseman. We got a 60 seconds coming soon. Who's Radio? Rocking out. See you guys soon.